Well, say, DC, I'm new to all this stuff. What's the Chimpsy Radio conservative talk lineup? Well, that's a good question. That's a good question. Well, obviously, I do my own radio show, Chimpsy's Real America. But I also run the internet radio station at Chimpsy Radio. At Chimpsy, C-H-I-M-P-S-Y, ChimpsyRadio.com. Original comedy, music, and talk. Conservative talk. And we're always adding the Chimpsy Radio conservative talk lineup. Well, not always, but we want to add. If you want to be a part of the Chimpsy Radio team, contact me. Contact me. And you can look at the whole entire lineup at chimpsyradio.com/CTL. That stands for conservative talk lineup. chimpsyradio.com/CTL.html.
The following people comprise the Chimpsy Talk lineup. Although they have asked that their names not be mentioned here in order to avoid the inevitable death threats which all Chimpsy associates endure, Mr. Cholesterol has decided to ignore their requests.
Corey from Corey's Corner of the Conservative Way.
The Congressional Budget Office actually said this amount of spending is unsustainable. You know what that means, folks? It means we're going to go in default as a nation under Barack Obama. And I'll tell you what, people are getting pissed off. I talk to liberals on a daily basis. They are getting pissed off. Common sense is prevailing in some circles of liberalism. They are literally saying to their friends, their family, wait a minute, this is getting out of hand. We shouldn't be spending this kind of money.
Mr. L in the Mr. L's Tavern.
Listen, I understand your frustration, and we need more people like you to come here and do this because people don't understand.
Absolutely, they don't understand. They don't understand what's going to happen to their country. They don't understand. I see people all the time. They say, why are you voting for this person? They don't know. It was the same as Hitler in Germany. They didn't know why they were voting for him. Once you get socialism in your country, you cannot take it out, don't you understand?
Dude, I agree, and I understand your frustration. My, how far we've come, that a Russian man has to be Paul Revere.
Paul A. Ibbotson in the Conscience of Kansas.
Everywhere you find a conservative that's working hard, creating something, that's moving forward, starting to make an impact, you will find an angry liberal that's trying to pull him down. You'll find a liberal who's not created anything, hasn't written a book, hasn't had any radio success, or hasn't done anything except be a victim. And victims don't like to see people trounce on their philosophy that you can't make it, that only through big government, dropping worms in your mouth, like the baby birds sitting there chirping, you know, they get angry when they see someone that won't adhere to that philosophy.
Amy from the All Out Amy program.
So here they are offering up these terrorists, known terrorists, terrorists we've been looking for, that we want, and our State Department under the Obama administration declines the offer. Someone else see something wrong with this picture? What is up with that? It's almost like they're setting us up. It's deja vu. They're setting us up for another attack. Of course, they will blame it all on George Bush and his bad relations with the rest of the world. They won't take any responsibility for this, yet it will be completely 100% Obama's fault if we get attacked again.
Adam and Griffin of the Conservative Declaration.
The thing that really gets me is they're using global warming as their tool. I mean, it's a fake thing, don't get me wrong. And they're using that as a way to press their, you know...
Now, Adam, I don't know if I buy into all that crap you're saying. You, sir, are a heretic and an infidel.
How dare you?
How dare me? How dare you question global warming?
You know what? It just so happens I have many facts to back up my claims.
Name one.
How about this? It's a known fact that the temperature of Earth is always changing. It's never consistent, Griffin.
That's just hearsay.
I beg to differ. In the past, we've had as much as 10 times as much CO2 in the atmosphere as we do today. And this is before the Industrial Revolution. What do you say about that? That's what I thought.
You're full of crap.
No.
Bacon of Common Sense with Bacon.
Dee Dee Scoffa Lava Jabba the Hutt dropped out of the race and then endorsed the Democrat after she dropped out of the race. That says a lot about Dee Dee's snuffleupagus. And the fact that Doug Hoffman, and this is a big story, Corey and I were actually talking about this before I recorded this segment, about how impressive it was that Doug Hoffman came in, an unseasoned politician, decided to run on a third-party ticket, had no funding, and came very close to winning. That, to me, speaks volumes.
Eric Rangel from Conservative View.
So, say a guy named Big Dick 666 defaces Johnny's webpage for his science fair project and changes it to read, "I am gay," in big letters, and then he emails it to all Johnny's classmates with a subject, "Johnny has a quarter-inch penis." Well, what's Johnny gonna do about it? "Mommy, I need you to call the principal and have Big Dick 666's account suspended for cyberbullying, or else I'm going to have to go on antidepressants."
When you're strange, Strange Strange of the Strange Radio Nation.
Cooey was found guilty of 2 counts of aggravated murder, 2 counts of aggravated robbery, 2 counts of kidnapping, 1 count of felonious assault, 4 counts of rape, and sentenced to death. I say that's a good thing. And all those left-wing pieces of crap out there who want to say, "Well, he could have been rehabilitated, I'm against the death penalty. And the Bible says, thou shalt not kill." Well, practice what you freaking preach. How many babies have he killed? Okay, you left-wing nutjobs, shut your freaking mouth.
Brian from Brian's edition of The Conservative Way.
I want you to listen very carefully to this quote, because I want people to understand. I want it to be crystal clear that when I use the terms socialist and Marxist, I mean them quite literally. I'm not using these as popular buzzwords. Listen up. This is a quote from Norman Thomas, who is a 6-time presidential candidate for the Socialist Party of America. Thomas said, quote, "I no longer need to run as a presidential candidate for the Socialist Party. The Democratic Party has adopted our platform."
And you put the loan right on.